of our first step in tax revision, which amounted to a 10% reduction in corporate income taxes worth $2.5 billion. Now we need to increase consumer demand to make these measures fully effective. Demand which will make more use of existing capacity and thus increase both profits and the incentive to invest. In fact, profits after taxes would be at least 15% higher today if we were operating at full employment. For all these reasons, next year's tax bill should reduce personal as well as corporate income taxes. For those in the low brackets who are certain to spend their additional take-home pay, and for those in the middle and upper brackets who can thereby be encouraged to undertake additional efforts and enabled to invest more capital. Third, the new tax bill should improve both the equity and the simplicity of our present tax system. This means the enactment of long-needed tax reforms, a broadening of the tax base, and the elimination or modification of many special tax privileges. These steps are not only needed to recover lost revenue and thus make possible a larger cut in present rates, they are also tied directly to our goal of greater growth. For the present patchwork of special provisions and preferences lightens the tax loads of some only at the cost of placing a heavier burden on others. It distorts economic judgments and channels undue amounts of energy into efforts to avoid tax liability. It makes certain types of less productive activity more profitable and other more valuable undertakings. All this inhibits our growth and efficiency, as well as considerably complicated work of both the taxpayer and the Internal Revenue Service. These various exclusions and concessions have been justified in the past as a means of overcoming oppressively high rates in the upper brackets, and a sharp reduction in those rates, accompanied by base broadening, loophole closing measures, would properly make the new rates not only lower, but also more widely applicable. Surely this is more equitable on both counts. Those are the three tests which the right kind of bill must meet. And I am confident that the enactment of the right bill next year will in due course increase our gross national product by several times the amount of taxes actually cut. Profit margins will be improved, and both the incentive to invest and the supply of internal funds for investment will be increased.